Ghost Radio.
Oi! 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 This sound, what you're hearing, is the Resonant Radio call sign. Transmitting out London and across the whole wide world. Get it?
Zwölf Uhr. Mittagsjournal. Mittagsjournal.
Album 2. By listening to this radio broadcast, one can participate in a particularly tedious and impersonal form of ritual.
From the Resonance Radio Station Director. They want to see Harmon urgently. Cool, I better get my skates on.
Who's there?
It's me, Harmon. I've come to see here Station Director.
Come in here, Fraser.
Fraser, I presume.
Where's her station director?
Her station director has been fired. Incompetent idiot. He couldn't run a sausage stall in Bavaria.
Well, who are you then?
I am Frau Station Director, the new head of Resonance Radio. Listen, Fraser, I understand you are a creature of few brain cells.
Well, it has been rumored.
This makes you the perfect candidate for a delicate mission.
Sounds interesting.
Resonance Radio wants to send you to Vienna as our special representative.
Vienna, eh? Wow. Do I get a pile of euros for spending money?
Not exactly. Do you see that cubicle in the corner?
What, Hair Station Director's personal shower?
Fraser, must I remind you that her station director... is her station director no more?
Sorry, Frau Station Director.
Apology accepted. Anyway, it's not a shower. The cubicle is a time and transdimensional teleportation device. A gateway to other realities. Parallel universes.
Teleportation device? Holy fern Saiyan apparate! Serious?
I am always serious, Fraser. Now, listen carefully. The Vienna we want you to travel to is very different from the Vienna we know and love.
How so?
In their reality, the First World War did not occur.
No First World War? But that's just incredible!
Yes. And the Austro-Hungarian Empire still stretches across half of Europe. Vienna is the gayest city in the world, the center of culture and learning. People flock there from around the world to bathe in the sunlight of the imperial court.
So, Frau Station Director, just how many other Viennas are there?
Literally millions. There's the Vienna where laptops are banned. Then there's the Soviet Vienna in a reality where communism has conquered the world.
Well, can't Harmon go there instead?
Idiot. In Soviet Vienna, the bread is made from sawdust. The sausages are made with sawdust. The beer is made from recycled urine.
Yeah, but you can get stuff like that anywhere on this planet. All you have to do is walk into a branch of McDonald's.
On the advice of the Kunstradio legal team, a short section of this program has been deleted. Here is some light music instead. Take you back to the Harmony Fraser show.
Censorship.
Indeed. Where were we? Oh, yes. In the Vienna we want you to visit every night as a dazzling world of gaiety and colourful balls where dancing and intrigues mix in equal measure.
Did you say gaiety?
Yes. And every morning, Vienna wakes to the sounds of tanks firing, rockets exploding, mortar rounds blasting.
Flippin' heck, what's that all about?
Jewels, E. Fraser. The Viennese of this time and space love their jewels. Be careful you do nothing to offend anyone while you're there.
Who, me, Harmon, offend someone? I mean, how likely is that, Frau Station Director?
You leave first thing in the morning, have your luggage packed and ready to go.
Oh, does that mean Harmon has to wake up before 12 o'clock?
Genau hinhört, wird man hören, wie sich der Empfang von diesem Moment an steigern wird.
Imagine, if you will, that the Habsburg Empire never died. That Vienna is the center of a glittering empire. All Europe flocks to her salons, to her opera houses, to her magnificent balls.
This is Austro-Hungarian Imperial Radio Service, broadcasting across the Empire on 98.6 FM and the 211 meters bandwidth. And here is the news today. The Empire rejoiced as the Empress Dowager's favorite schnauzer, Mitzi, recovered from an operation for bladder stones. Meanwhile, student disturbances continued in Linz, forcing the Imperial Guards into making a number of arrests. Fraser was thrown into an endless whirl of gaiety, candlelit dinners, intellectual soirees, and whirling, twirling balls. The nights seemed to merge into a great fat blob of cocoa. 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 Cocoa.
Now, listen carefully. Throughout this broadcast, you'll be hearing the following sound. This sound is the sound of clicking heels. Clicking heels. Clicking heels.
Contessa, who's that bounder over there eating all the canapés?
He is called Harmony Fraser.
Harmony Fraser? What a stupid name.
He has just arrived from London, sent by a radio station of all things.
What are you two laughing at?
Good evening, Colonel Pransky.
Good evening, Colonel.
Contessa?
Remember, that was the sound of clicking heels I warned you about earlier.
Minister Peter Meinhofmeyer? Charmed, I'm sure. What's so funny?
Look at that idiot over there.
He's from London.
Great heavens. The man has neither hat nor moustache. How vulgar.
Let's invite Mr. E. Fraser to join us.
You, E. Fraser, come this way.
Oh, hello, me Viennese Imperials. How's it hanging? I'm Harmon.
Let me introduce you. This is Minister Beide Meinhofmeyer.
I'm the Minister in charge of Her Majesty's steam-powered internet service for the Imperial Empire. So pleased to meet you.
And I am the Contessa von Bimbleschnood.
Here, you don't say. Contessa von Bimbleschnood? Harmon knows your daughter, Astrid von Bimbleschnood. Did I ever tell you the story of how we hooked up?
Seeing as we've only just met, that hardly seems likely, Mr. E. Fraser.
All right. Laugh yourselves to death. But this story involves Harmon, who at the time happened to be naked as an Iraqi torture victim. Also involves a pencil and your little Astrid.
My little Astrid?
Really?
How amazing.
Yeah, for real, you Imperials. Look, why don't you three all settle down and Harmon will tell you the whole story. Hey, Astrid, Astrid, what are you doing? That sounds worse than an improviser's drum and percussion workshop.
I am searching for the resonance radio supply of 70mm Magstripe Electrocom 200 ASA movie film.
But we sold all that to pay for Hair Station Director's fluorescent scuba diving holiday in the Bosphorus.
Where are the cameras? The period costumes? The clapperboards? And all the other paraphernalia of the movie maker's art.
All of it's been sold to a one-legged supermodel on eBay. All of it flogged off to pay for Hair Station Director's fact-finding mission to the Bahamas. He wanted to investigate the possibility of transmitting resonance radio using something called the Internet.
Ah, Internet radio. What a brilliant idea, Hess. Station Director is most definitely a man with one head in the future.
Well, look, if you can't make a real movie, why not take the idiot's choice and make a resonance radio animation?
An animation, you say? How would this be possible, E. Fraser?
Well, it's simple. All you have to do is produce a few million drawings, each one slightly different from the one before.
Drawings, you say? Here. Hold my bag while I search.
Found anything yet?
It's no good. I'm going to have to climb inside my bag.
Okay.
You won't drop it, will you? Despite appearances to the contrary, I am having the very brittle bones. I would not survive a fall from this height.
Well, I'll hang on for dear life, Astrid.
Oh, dearie dear.
Are you all right in there, Astrid?
It is very dark in here. Can you lower me down one of those highly efficient resonant radioelectric torches?
Here you go. Mind your backs.
Ah. That's better. You know, Harmon, it is many years since I have explored the bottom regions of my bag.
Really?
Yes. If you were a real lady, you'd be understanding this.
So, Astrid, what exactly are you looking for down there in the undisturbed penumbral gloom?
I am looking for a pencil so I can be making and drawing the animations. Oh, speak of the devil.
Have you found one?
Oh, bother. The verdammit pencil is broken.
Oh, well, you might as well come back up out of there.
Hold the bag tight. Remember, my bones are being very brittle.
Climb, Astrid. Climb.
It is difficult. These imitation wet-look leather bags are very slippy, you know.
Look, there's a ledge to your left. Try and put your weight there.
I am having the horrible flashback to when my sister Ingrid fell to her death from the glacial peaks of the Matterhorn. She landed on a bouncy mattress and was fatally impaled on a bed spring.
Well, you're almost there, Astrid. Pull yourself up by the designer label.
Oh, look, Wendy. Very sheepy.
Animation. Pah! Another bright idea has the biting of the dust.
Yeah, that's it. We're sunk. That's the end of Resonance Radio. And that's all there is to it.
Listen exactly, you will hear how the reception will increase from this point on.
This is Austro-Hungarian Imperial Radio Service, broadcasting across the Empire on 98.6 FM and the 211-meter bandwidth. And now it's time for Workers' Playtime, a selection of music for the Empire's factory workers.
That night, Harmony Fraser had a ceremonious dream. He dreamt he was invited to meet with the Empress Dowager, ruler and undisputed potentate of the mighty Imperial Habsburg Empire.
Dowager. Empress. It's Harmon. I come all the way from another reality to see you. Hello? Hello? Wake up, you silly old bat!
Fernandez lied to you.
I'm E. Fraser, your great empress, from London. I've got an appointment.
Show me. Like old document, not worth the paper it's written on. Show me your tongue. Revolting. But I've had to put up with worse.
You okay, Mrs. Empress?
Oh, poor me, Japanese whiskey peasant.
All right. Here you go.
Good man. Another.
Here you go.
Again. Hit me.
Here you go.
Tell me, E. Fraser, have I shown you my electronische string quartet?
Well, I can't say that you have, Empress.
Oh, dear boy, I simply must introduce you to my remarkable string quartet. This way.
Blimey, they're all robots.
Exactly. Electronische String Quartet, this is Harmony Fraser, House London. Introduce yourselves.
Hello, I am Karl-Heinz Stockhausen.
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 Domo Origato, Mr. Roboto.
Domo Origato, Mr. E. Fraser.
Do you robots always repeat whatever's said to you?
Do you robots always repeat whatever's said to you?
Do you mind not talking to my robot? By the way, do you dance, E. Fraser?
Oh, I'll give it a go, Mrs.
Robots, what's time and dente sopranino? You will play it?
So you're Imperatrix. Do they play anything else besides bleeding waltzes?
My name is Harmony Fraser. Bop myself.
Gee! Well, I guess I'd better say thanks to all my guests this week. Jafina Dawn, Andy Lothar, Dryro, Sarah Washington, Barry Hiker, and Canute Alpha Man.
Where the hell are you, Diamond Man?
House. Who's that buried out in Green Lawn Cemetery?